First up today, Bill Hall, president of the Hall Family Foundation, joins us to talk about yesterday's big announcement of a $75 million gift from the foundation for a new medical research building at Children's Mercy Hospital. But that offer comes with a condition. The money is only handed over if Jackson County voters this November approve a half-cent sales tax geared up to raise $800 million for such life sciences research for 20 years. Bill Hall joins me now. And, Bill, it's a pleasure to have you. Good morning.
Thank you, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
Bill, we're talking about a whole lot of money here. Why is the foundation, the Hall Family Foundation, so committed to this cause? What's it about?
We see this as a great opportunity for the community to move forward in the life sciences. And we need to put the life sciences in context. Really, Kansas City's role in the life sciences, both locally, regionally, and nationally, changed when the Stowers Institute when Jim Stowers made his significant contribution to the Stowers Institute. And now we have the NCI designation at KU, we have Quest, we have MRI Global. We have many, many organizations that are leaders in the life sciences, and this is an opportunity to extend that leadership.
You know, yesterday, Bill, you called this a pivotal moment for the city. Indeed, you said this would be a transformational moment if the tax passes. Why are you so convinced that that's the case when, you know, other regions of the country also are pursuing similar initiatives?
Well, I think we have a leadership position because of some of the assets that are already here. And this enhances those assets and allows us really to jumpstart in Jackson County three institutions which are doing excellent work, but given this additional funds, could be national leaders.
This money is going to do what? The money that would result from the tax passing, that money goes where? The $800 million?
It goes to the county to be distributed 50% to Children's Mercy Hospital, 20% to St. Luke's Hospital, 20% to UMKC, and then 10% primarily to the community colleges. But it's going to go to hire researchers to develop laboratories, and all of the attendant people that will be employed by them. I think ultimately, from those laboratories are going to come discoveries that are going to lead to new companies, new patents, new economic activity throughout the city, along with the benefits that will come from additional research in terms of our own health care.
Okay, Bill, that's the half-cent sales tax. Tell us about the $75 million gift that was announced yesterday. That would be used for what exactly?
We're going to build a building that's going to be 160,000 square feet adjacent to Children's Mercy Hospital. Initially, the Translational Medicine Institute would occupy about half of that, and so this money would go towards construction of the building, the laboratories for half of the building, and then we'd build the shell space on the other two floors that the Translational Medicine Institute could expand into.
You know, the conditions, Bill, that you all have placed on this gift have raised some eyebrows. You're saying the $75 million check only gets cashed if voters approve the 20-year tax going forward. Why set a condition on it, Bill?
Well, you have to have the Translational Medicine Institute to warrant the building. If the tax isn't passed, there won't be a Translational Medicine Institute, and so there's no need for the building. But the one thing I'd like to point out, and I don't think has been fully recognized, is that it is not unusual in Kansas City or around the country to have public-private partnerships like this. Certainly, we've seen it with Union Station. We've seen it with Liberty Memorial. The new conservatory downtown has a condition for state funds. The tax that was passed, it's very similar on the Kansas side. There was a contingency for the gift of a building. So this is not an unusual occurrence. But at the end of the day, we're establishing a very major, bold effort to build a research laboratory. If it isn't built, if it doesn't have the critical mass or the excellence, then there really is no reason for the building.
You know, Yale Abulhaka at the Star, my colleague there, is calling this a bribe. Is it, Bill?
Well, I think that's a very unfortunate and inaccurate characterization of what our intent is. There isn't anybody who benefits from this except the community. Our intent is to make a charitable contribution. And as I said, this linking in a public-private partnership of public funds and private funds is nothing unusual. I think it is a very unfortunate characterization. I think it's an ill-advised choice of words.
You know, you had the sense, at least a lot of folks did, that this campaign was off to something of a slow start before yesterday's announcement. Lots of questions have been raised up to that point. What impact do you think this gift is going to have on the campaign going forward, Bill?
I think the campaign is going to be decided on the merits of the tax, and I don't think there will be a significant influence relative to the building. We think the tax has tremendous potential for the future of Kansas City. We hope that the building will help make sure that the funds that come through the tax are used the most effectively and efficiently and aren't diverted to creating a building to house this institute. So our intent really was to offer the community the opportunity to have a building so that the money that's raised through the tax can be used for the most efficient and effective way.
We're visiting with Bill Hall, who's president of the Hall Family Foundation. Bill, just one final question. This proposal is for a sales tax lasting 20 years, and you've been hearing this a lot around town. Sales taxes are the most regressive type of tax. What about that and the hit that those who aren't as fortunate are going to take if this thing passes?
Well, it is true that it is a somewhat regressive tax, and this is a very big commitment by the citizens of Jackson County. The one thing I would note is the citizens of Jackson County don't pay all the sales taxes in Jackson County. Visitors will pay a significant portion of this, as will people who live on the other side of the state line. Anyone who shops in Jackson County will pay this tax. But I don't want to understate, if the citizens of Jackson County decide to vote for this tax, this is a significant decision on their part.
Well, Bill, thank you for taking some time with us today. Always good to have you, and come back and visit as this campaign unfolds, and we'll talk again, okay?
Thank you, Steve.
You bet, Bill. That's Bill Hall. He's president of the Hall Family Foundation.